Item six, consider and take possible action to accept the GASB 68 report from Siegel Consulting. Gail?
Yes. So in the board packet, you'll find the GASB 68 report for December 31st, 2019. And we have Andy Young from Siegel Consulting on the line. He's going to give a brief overview of it.
Okay.
Andy?
Yes. Thank you, Gail. This is Andy Young. Good morning, members of the board. Andy with Siegel presenting to you the December 31st, 2019 GASB 68 valuation. Actually, I will follow with our past practice to make my presentation very brief, and I would not even attempt to put the report in front of you. I did that because even though the results included in the report are very important, our employers, our 20 employers, including three which have terminated their active contracts with CSERA, used the results provided in our GASB 68 report in order to complete their financial statements and also to put information in their CAFRA comprehensive annual financial report. The reason why our comments are usually very brief is, unlike the funding valuation where the board provides a ton of input into, for example, choosing what value of assets should we use in determining the contribution rate, what amortization period we would need to use. However, in the GASB, which stands for, as you know, Governmental Accounting Standards Board Rules, they basically dictate what we need to do. So there's very little flexibility. So for example, in the funding evaluation, you know that we have an assets moving method. So for example, in year 2019, we had a very good year. We took our 14 plus rate of return and smooth it out over a period of 5 years because we think that it's good to hold on to some rainy day funds. However, for GASB purposes, we have to use the market value of assets. So in accounting speak, it's called a planned fiduciary net position. So you'll find that in our report. So the reason why we did not use a smooth value of assets is because we were mandated to use the market value of assets. The liability that we have in the funding report has made its way more or less into the GASB 68 report. I say more or less because it's not unusual. And likewise, CSERA, the board has decided years ago to use a roll forward approach. So we actually used the December 31st, 2018 membership data, move it forward to 2019 in order to determine the liability. So over long term, we expect the two numbers to be very close together, and they're very close together, and they're only different by about 0.5%. So suffice to say that this is a very good year from an accounting perspective because we had a great year, as you know, 14% rate of return. So there's a tremendous reduction in the difference between the liability and the assets. It's called the net pension liability. It's very similar to our UAAL. There's a reduction in the expense because of that. So as you look at the GASB 68 report, there are tons of pages in the report because you will see a lot of schedules repeating themselves. So as I said earlier on, there are 20 employers. So we have to take the information, prepare the expense, prepare the allocation of the net pension liability, and basically do that 20 times, once for each and every employer. So again, I would be more than happy to answer any specific questions you have on the information in this report, but really just a set of rules, like I said, mandated by the accounting professionals. The terminologies are slightly different, but more or less we are reporting the net pension liability, which is UAAL, but on a market value basis. So I think with that, I will ask for any questions among the trustees and whether or not you may have any specific questions that you would like me to go through the report, which I have on my computer on a standby and can certainly go through any detail with the board today.
Andy, just a little nit if I could on page 45. Not that anybody's going to necessarily wade through this whole report or have it sitting on their desktop, but down at the bottom, there are three districts here, three sponsors, 18, 19, and 20, right, that are terminated employers.
Right.
My recollection, because I don't go back as far as Diablo Water District or Delta Diablo Sanitation District and the action that was taken, but the city of Pittsburgh, it was a request. It was a self-terminated group, right? That's my recollection. They asked to be terminated. So I'm wondering if and I don't know what the history is on Delta Diablo, but when it just says terminated, to the casual reader, it might suggest that there was some proactive action taken by Sisera to terminate them as sponsoring employers.
Oh, I see.
I was wondering if maybe they adding the word, if it's accurate in the other two, certainly it's accurate in the city of Pittsburgh, that they were self-terminated.
Yeah. I think you're quite right, because I think those employers have come forward to the board and asked the board to allow them to withdraw from the system.
Correct. Or voluntarily or something, just so it doesn't look like it's a punitive action by Sisera.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Now, if it is agreeable to the trustees, may I ask that we put that into our report going forward, so that way we can respectfully request the board to approve these reports today, because it, other than the clarification to the terminology, none of the numbers will change. But I would definitely make a note to make sure that in our future communication with the board, we'll call that a voluntary withdrawal from the retirement association. It's really not an action taken by the board to terminate those members, those employers from participating in our association.
I'm perfectly happy with the timing. The only thing I'm giving a cautionary note is that because I wasn't on the board for the sanitation district or the water district, I want to make sure that's accurate in both those cases. But I agree with the timing, certainly.
I'll move back to the Siegel report, 68.
Do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
Jerry got in first, so we'll give it to him. Motion by Scott, second by Jerry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call for a vote. Anderson?
Aye.
Finley? I see you mouthing. I'm going to verbally state that Donnie indicated aye. Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Oh, aye. I'm sorry. I was just miming.
Phillips?
Aye.
Smithy?
Aye.
And Watts?
Aye.
And Karen, can you just hop on the line real quick and indicate whether Donnie's verbal or visual aye was good?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear Donnie.
I don't know what happened there. I've been fiddling with it. It said it was working, so yes.
Okay.
Late.
Karen, Donnie made my question moot, so.